U of M counsel Mark Rotenberg said that when school officials address the committee in Beaver Creek, Colorado, they will present the sanctions already initiated by the school. They include last year's ban on postseason play, a decrease in scholarships, and recruiting restrictions. Rotenberg said they will also brief the committee on structural changes, which school officials hope will prevent further academic scandals. The structural changes include a rerouting of the chain of command to ensure better administrative oversight of the athletic department.
The coaching staff is reporting through the athletic directors to a vice president who is in the president's office, Tanya Moten Brown. And that provides direct leadership through the president's office for the men's and women's athletics department.
Since last spring, after the Pioneer Press published allegations that a university employee wrote papers for several men's basketball players, the U of M has been doing damage control, including initiating its own million-dollar investigation. Despite the actions already taken by the University of Minnesota, there is a chance that the infractions committee could add penalties. However, Rotenberg said that according to precedents set by other cases, the university's self-imposed sanctions should be enough.
We've looked at the precedents, as lawyers do. One of the fundamental aspects of fairness is that similar cases should be treated similarly. You don't take two people who have a parking ticket and fine one of them $100 and another one 75 cents. So we've looked at precedents and tried to determine what's fair based on what happened, and we've come up with these self-sanctions.
A former NCAA infractions committee member who asked not to be named or taped said even when a school sanctions itself, a probation period is likely to be imposed against the institution. In this case, the probation can be lifted once the offending institution has actually carried out the remedies it has proposed. I'm Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio.